I didn't even try
that. I thought it was my email.
What's that?
I couldn't open either. Well, I opened Cats, but I couldn't open Sue's.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, I think I'm having problems with my email. So,
but we had a spell last week. Okay. Mike was just in here asking if everything was working, and I assumed it was for everybody and told him yes.
Okay. That's all right. He's got my computer. He's helping me out.
Okay.
Well, I have copies.
See if I can open it in on my iPad. Huh?
You guys have?
I looked at it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Sue, do you need Sue's?
No,
or? Okay.
I looked at it.
Super. Okay. So as you recall, I never realized this till I actually went to write this letter this year, that we have done 10 of these now.
Cool.
So it's a decade of state of the county reports. And this was something that the commission decided at that time 10 years ago to provide kind of a more detailed but visually appealing look at the county budget for the taxpayers and citizens. So the way that it works is as you go through the budget process, I attend your budget workshops the week that you do, and then the whatever budget meetings or budget discussions you have at your regular commission meetings usually. When do we start, in May or June?
June.
In June.
First week in June.
And then the budget hearing is, and adoption is third week in July, mm-hmm. Right? And I kind of shadow you guys during that process to hear your discussions and kind of what your philosophy is, because as you can see from the reports that we've done in the past, it changes based on, you guys usually have an idea of what's going to be happening in that budget year and what's going on ahead of us. So, and then I come up with a rough draft and go over that with you guys, a first draft. Then we go back and revise some more, add some more things. Then I turn it over to Sue, who makes it pretty. Because the first time that it comes to you, it's pretty ugly. It's pretty detailed, and I work with Mary in going through all of those final budget numbers and finishing things up. And after it goes to Sue, and she does the first layout, then that we do a couple of back and forth a few times before it goes to you for a final look for final edits before and you guys have distributed it in several different ways in the past, in newspaper inserts, mailing. Yeah. One year we did it online only.
Yeah, we've tried it all.
Yeah, so and what we do is we come to you every year to see if you have an interest in doing it for that year. You know, that's entirely up to you. And this is now you have a 5-member commission, and
yeah,
but this is the time of year for us to bring forth this proposal.
Mary, go ahead. Why don't you,
Mr. Chairman, just in relation to the distribution of the report, as was said. I think we started out with the inserts in the newspapers, and we found out that was crazy. It was a pretty good way to distribute the report. We were looking for a cheap way to distribute the report, and I think we ended up with lots and lots and lots and lots of those. We went to mailing, and we mailed to all of the
postal papers.
Postal patrons. There was concern that we had a lot of those reports sitting on the counter at the post office box, but we also had some response from the public that they really enjoyed receiving that. We've messed around with how to distribute it. We've had a lot of discussion about that. Right now what we do is we put it online, so it's on our website, and I think we have all 10 reports on our website now. So they're readily accessible there. And when we started doing that, people weren't really using our website much. So that's kind of evolved. Last year I had 1,000 reports printed. And what we do right now is we put those on every public counter. So being the count, anybody's got a counter in the courthouse has got reports available on their counter. We've distributed them to the towns and to the libraries. So that's kind of where they've landed at.
And the chamber.
The chamber takes, they usually take a box or two of those. There's 500 in a box. I still have some. I have the rest of them in my office, and they go off the count. I mean, I have straight direction. I've got straight look at them, and it's amazing how many of them go off of our counter. People come over and they'll take one and go. They're really useful for real estate people. They like them. So we publish that. The other thing that happens is that when we publish the new report, I take a pinch of those about this big and I stick them in my drawer because it's amazing what a historical resource that is. Mm. I can flip back and go back, oh yeah, this is the year we built this building or whatever. So, and that was one thing that kind of came out of one of our hearings a couple years ago when we were trying to decide how to distribute, is the fact that it's now becoming a historical document for the county. So I have those. And I'm throwing away less at the end of the year.
I was just going to ask you how we did on the amount we printed.
I think thousands is good, because the majority of folks are getting that stuff online. The online one is the big deal nowadays, I think.
Okay.
So it's,
okay.
You know, and I know there's been times when we've used them for something. I would see us using them. We've distributed them across the state to other counties. We've distributed them in packets of things. When we had our commissioners meeting that one time, we stuck them in the commissioners packets. And we have other people that will come and say, well, we're having a conference and can we get about 20 of them or whatever. So they're kind of available there. But I think 1,000 is probably the minimum we want to print. Distribution is always something for you guys to discuss. I know you have, you know, there's a couple of ladies in the county that'll scream at you because they want a hard copy.
I'll just give them my phone number and I'll take them to them.
Okay. I mail them to them. I know who they are. I just send them one.
I've got a comment too. Go ahead, Joe.
Just to say, the year we did go to only online, we got a fair amount of feedback from people that didn't like it.
They wanted
that hard copy.
Yeah.
So I guess my question for Mary, and I think I know the answer, is 1,000 enough to use it the way we used it last year? Do you still have some? Did you run out? Should we do 1,500, or is 1,000 good?
I think 1,000 is fine. I threw a few away last year.
Okay.
With 1,000. And I think we went from, I think the first time we decided that we were going to distribute, we printed like 5,000 or something. We printed a bunch.
We had them.
Back when it was an insert or whatever?
No, back when we decided to print, but we didn't mail.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? I mean, it was like tons. Mm. There may be some of those still lurking somewhere.
I passed them out that year to the WCCA meeting, and several counties liked that enough. They started doing it on their own just because they were impressed. Yeah. I think it's the best thing we could do for transparency in the budget, and I think it's good to get that information out there.
Commissioner,
I'm just looking for a little history here. When was the last time we did the mail out?
Oh, shoot.
3 years.
3-4 years ago.
How many numbers did that take? Any idea?
Oh, that's a great question, and I have the paperwork, and I could.
You don't have to be perfect, just guess.
Well, usually a postal patron mailing throughout the county, it was kind of similar to the fare book at one time, or the brochure, the fare brochure. And it was, I think it might have been, I'm not going to get this right, somewhere between 4,500 and...
I was going to guess 5,000.
I was saying 5,000.
Yeah.
Is what I was guessing.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
The feedback.
So a significant add in price then.
And, you know, being right next to the post office, I would go through and I would see lots in the trash.
That was my comment.
Oh.
The post office trash cans were overflowing with really nice information.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
Just throw them away.
you know, during the campaign and running for county commissioner, it was my Bible, because I was able to go through it, and when people would ask me questions or I would get information, and I carry it with me. It's in my bag right now. I just think it's very, very important for people that really want to know what's going on in the county. It goes back to transparency. It goes back to, at least it gives them a place to start to ask questions. And I'm very impressed, ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes,
so,
go ahead.
And the alternative to that, and you guys have got copies of those, of the 90 pages of the county budget.
Yeah.
Which is boring as hell, folks.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
And there's a lot of information to go through before you get to what you need.
But yeah, and I mean, so do you want to know what the office supply budget is for every county office? Most people don't care about that. They want to know, you know. So that's
your
the alternative.
Is.
Yeah.
And there's a heading right in there for county clerk.
Yeah.
And it's just very well done.
Commissioner Burnett.
Kat, do you put together the dialogue in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to say that it's done very well. Unlike Mac, I've looked at it the last couple of years, but like Mac, I say it was really important in this last election cycle because it does make a ready reference. I think it's a good source of information for people in the county that want to know what's going on. And, you know, there's, I don't say shocking information, there's some surprising information there, and it's a good tool when somebody wants to have a debate or conversation about that to be able to reference that. So it's very well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
It is the commission's report, and I absolutely listen to the commission and what your tone is and your philosophy as you go into these sessions, and talk to you a little bit about that if I need to clarify it. But it's me trying to summarize the commission's view, and that goes to you, and you guys make edits that need to, either I have left out something that's important it should be emphasized, or something like that.
Done it well. For instance, Fair Board, you can look at that right now and look at the significant decrease that Fair Board had last year. Ready reference right there, but it stands out the way that it should.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that all being said, I think we've got a pretty good idea that yes, we want to produce this again. B, we've got a pretty good idea of how many that would be beneficial. Now here comes C.
Okay.
And you ladies know that I love the publication, and it looks beautiful and it's wonderful. I'm just hoping that maybe this year, perhaps, we go black and white inside, color just on the outside, save us some money.
I could get a print bid for that.
If it's really not that much less, then, yeah, no-brainer. It does look beautiful. It looks great. Here I am again. We're going to be 20% lower than we were last year again, and I'm just digging for money anywhere I can find it. I'm just trying to save some bucks. So if you can find
Mr.
out.
Mr. Chairman, didn't we a few years ago reduce the size of the publication? I mean, the number of pages or something or other? We talked about that,
and we talked about going black and white inside, and we even talked about going to a smaller version.
Maybe that was it, smaller size.
Well, and also paper stock is an issue. I mean,
right, the type of paper inside it. I mean, I don't want to go to so cheap that it falls apart. But if we can go to a black and white, if we can go to maybe a lesser grade of paper inside it, keep a nice cover on it, something like that. I mean, anywhere you can save us some money this year.
Okay. So would you like to all right, I'm just in my mind, I'm trying to do is trying to get a sense of, do you have a goal? Do you have a target that,
if
2,200 sounds high, what is something I can aim for.
If we can go with the assessed valuation drop, if you can drop us 20%,
okay,
you know, it makes a little more sense. Or if you can give us half, that'd be great.
Okay, so at least 20%.
If you can, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's address this the same way we're going to address all of our budget issues here, knowing that it's an important part of our how we function, but at the same time, we need to be able to trim as much as we can.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, a question in that regard. Sue, do you have time to get that information, come back to us in 2 weeks without messing up your plan for when this is done?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Randy can get me those numbers really fast. Yeah.
I think I agree with Andy. We'll see what the numbers are. If it's minimal, then...
If it's minimal, you stay with what we got.
Okay.
I mean...
But if you... Anywhere you can trim us some...
And if we trim it and make it look like an... No pun intended, newspaper. We'll put Andy's name at the top.
You go ahead. I'll be happy. I will be happy to say I saved 20% on this publication. I saved 20% taxpayer money on this publication.
Well, you know, looking at this, I can easily see some of these pages as black and white. You know, and black and white would influence what photos I would pick and stuff. But that's not.
Sure.
That's not an insurmountable thing at all. So,
so black and white and the quality of paper.
Okay. Okay, so we'll be back in a couple of weeks then, huh?
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
And my cheapness influences your artistic deal. I understand.
Yeah. That's the nature of the beast. Is there's always rules.
Okay, excellent.
I'm bringing 20% of my lunch today.
All right.
That's going to haunt you.
Sarah, we have time for you. Come on up.
We'll ask all our vendors to reduce their prices and charge 20%.
Yeah, no kidding. See how that goes for us.
See how that goes.
Yeah. Never put that up.
We don't, it goes in the file.
Okay.
We're going to have to drop 20%
by you. I'm drinking water today.
It's 20% this year from last year, but from four years ago?
Yeah.
Jeez. 6.4 million compared to about probably 1.8 to 2.
One thing about it, though, it looks like we're turning around.
We are.
Yeah,
it's looking maybe we've hit the bottom.
We brought that with us.
Well, to some degree, the price of gas has still got to go up.
That's true.
Just because they're drilling doesn't help.
If you go from 4 to 12 rigs, that volume of gas increases, that will make some difference.
But we're still moving more gas now than we were during the boom.
Sarah's not interested in that.
I mean, I'm always interested in what's going on in the county.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Sorry to sidetrack.
Go ahead, Sarah.
I'm here today on behalf of the SAFE Task Force to ask you guys to sign a resolution for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. If I could ask one of you guys to volunteer to read it into the minutes, I would really appreciate that.
You bet. I'll
Chairman,
do that.
You want, go ahead.
Actually, I would love you to do that.
Thanks for you've got a poet's
voice.
Thanks for my poet's voice.
I think that's wonderful.
April 2017. Whereas Sexual Assault Awareness Month calls attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and impacts every person in Sublette County. And whereas rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment harm our community, and statistics show 1 in 5 women and 1 in 71 men will be raped at some point in their lives. And whereas child sexual abuse prevention must be a priority to confront the reality that 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 4 girls will experience a sexual assault before age 18. And whereas young people experience heightened rates of sexual violence, and youth ages 12 to 17 were 2.5 times as likely to be victims of rape or sexual assault. And whereas on campus, 1 in 5 women and 1 in 16 men or sexually assaulted during their time in college. And whereas the theme of this year's Sexual Assault Awareness Month campaign is Engaging New Voices. The campaign calls on new partners and community members to help expand sexual assault prevention efforts and ensure the next generation fosters attitudes that promote healthy relationships, equality, and respect. And whereas our county's character is tested whenever this injustice is tolerated. Now, therefore, we, the Sublette County Board of Commissioners, join the Sublette County SAFV Task Force and their community partners in playing an active role to prevent sexual violence. We do hereby proclaim April 2017 as Sexual Assault Awareness Month in Sublette County and call on all our citizens to speak out against sexual assault and support local efforts to assist victims of these crimes in finding the help and healing they need. Andy Nelson, Chairman, Board of Commissioners.
Thank you. Gentlemen, we have a resolution that we would like to adopt in accordance with this. So if I can get a motion on the resolution.
So moved.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we adopt resolution number 17-100308N, proclaiming April as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can I get a photo of everybody with the pretty one?
Sure.
We have the ugly resolution.
We have the pretty resolution.
This is the pretty one.
With the pretty. We can all just squeeze in here.
Get our chairs in. Yeah. Just slide these down.
In front of us, or
you bet. Go ahead and hold that one up to Commissioner Rawhauser, and that'll be fine.
Here we got both of these.
Awesome. Pen in hand.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Thank you guys so much.
Sure.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hope good. To see you, thank you in the end of the month. You're having a. Aren't you having a...
Oh, yes, the 20th at the luncheon, yes.
Yes.
We would love to have all of you guys at our luncheon.
Try to make that.
Good, okay. I'm glad. We hope to see you there for certain.
The 20th?
Yes,
you just got an email to me
yesterday. Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Be there.
CLG meeting.
Awesome. No, thank you, guys.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you.
I'll go for you.
Thank you. That's my great trip to Houston.
So what are you going to Houston for?
4-H Lego League Robotics.
Oh, okay.
Take a course on rocket science.
They won worlds, so here we go.
More money.
I wish it was in Hawaii.
That's good.
Joel, you got my response to the email about the meeting tomorrow. The WPI.
Yeah.
Are you not going to be there tomorrow?
I've got a conflict with a conference call.
Okay.
I've
no,
got
I'll
the afternoon.
No
worries. Yeah, I know it.
Not looking exactly like
that. That's for sure. Gonna be a different one.
You know, something we haven't talked about. Are we going to go to the WCCA meeting in Gillette?
Yeah, we need to talk about that coming up in May.
Yeah,
why don't you bring that up during old business?
Okay, sure.
Sounds good. Resolution, did it make it back?
Yeah, Mary's got it.
I haven't signed it.
I haven't got it.
She take it?
No, she took the pretty one.
Yeah, I said it.
You had it in your hand for the picture.
No, he had it.
Oh, that's my hand.
And you asked me what you were going to do. Should you do with it? And I said, give it to Mary.
Give it to Mary. I gave it to Mary.
No, you didn't. I don't have it.
Who is on first?
There it is.
You came over here and got coffee.
Oh.
You know,
I need to sign.
Don't test me here with remembering stuff. This is not good. This is not good.
He's got to write it down.
Yeah, I don't write it down.
I was spilling coffee over there. I was trying to clean it up before I got it all over everything.
You didn't write it down. It didn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't happen. 30 minutes.
The biggest lie I tell myself is I don't need to write that down. I'll remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. I spent 30 minutes yesterday looking for damn gloves. Set them down and walked off.
Okay, so we do have a few minutes before our next appointment. Then, Mary, do you have anything
else? I have one more thing,
okay,
Mr.
Go
Chairman.
Ahead.
We have always leased the Doyle property for hay,
right,
for ag, primarily so we can get ag rates instead of having to pay taxes,
right,
full taxes on that. I have a proposal from Barney Schneider, who has always been the person that's hayed it. Last year, we had some discussion about that you might want to advertise it. There was somebody else that might be interested. I don't know what you want to do with this.
Is it the same as last year's?
Yeah, it is.
Where is this?
It's right at the corner of Highway 191 and Pole Creek. There's a 40-acre piece that the
just
county purchased a few years ago
town
from the Doyle family. It does. It's a hay meadow right now, but it's a pretty good source of gravel. So it's a rich gold mine because it's got rocks in it. But we've hayed it forever. That way we pay 9.5 or not 9.5. We pay ag rates instead of 9.5%.
Do you want to contact Dennis?
I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Dennis. Yeah.
Yeah. Dennis. Fornstrom.
Didn't we, after talking to him last year, didn't we kind of agree we would advertise it this year? So we probably should.
And that's the reason why I'm bringing this to you now, because
yeah,
I got this from Barney just the other day.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Let's
get it advertised, and if you get a minute, we'll chat with Dennis. Just let him know it's being advertised.
I'll call him and let him know that it's going to be advertised.
Okay.
Yeah. This might be his last time.
That's what I was thinking too.
The thing of it is I know we discussed the what we got paid. Significantly, we make money on this deal.
Oh, by what we're saving taxes.
Yeah, because we're saving taxes.
Yeah.
Is what we're doing.
Because
we have other properties where we're paying taxes. We have to pay taxes on it. A number of county properties because they're not being used as governmental uses. So, if we could figure out some way to get the McHugh pit leased out, that would be awesome too.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
The McHugh pit, which one is that?
Bondurant.
Oh, you know, we might. There might, for like horse pasture or something.
Yeah.
So I would say that,
that
yeah, there's a couple neighbors there that would be happy to have that.
Yeah.
Would it be beneficial to put that in the same advertisement?
Well, they are
just
two different purposes, though. Because there's no hay pasture
right
at that
just
McKee
as far
pit.
As
it
pasture
would just be
yeah,
a
no
horse pasture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe perhaps just contact the neighbors around there. On the McHugh pit.
The other thing of it is too is that if Butch would start to develop that, then we would have governmental use then.
That's true.
So.
Yeah, that's a little different in that regard.
Yeah, if he'd go up there and start doing gravel or doing whatever, then.
Then the taxes go away.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, he might be doing some work.
I'm sure he will
sooner
be.
Than
yeah.
later.
You know, well, and they talked about this morning getting
easements. As soon as he gets the easements.
Yeah, it's
that's true.
I know we got that berm we need to build.
He's got to build that berm.
That berm on the south side of the highway for that guy.
Did they decide that fill was going to come from his side or our side?
I don't think that's ever been decided yet.
Okay.
The last time I remember talking about it.
Yeah. I think that was on the burner for this spring sometime.
Yeah.
Yes. Keep coming. Keep coming. Have a seat.
Come on down.
We are ready for you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I don't know. I'm here.
Talking about delinquent taxes. How exciting.
Talking about delinquent taxes.
Yeah.
The first page are people I cannot find. I have no idea.
How do you get on this list?
Thank you. I can't tell you.
Don't even know where they are or if they exist anymore.
Well, no. And further down is a letter that I had inquired with the Mineral Division, Grinvick, Miajak, Ring Reply. They don't know anything about this CLIP LLC. So JK Logging was in here when Kathy Miller was still alive.
Are they the ones that did that logging in there on
I believe Torch so.
Mm-hmm.
But he's gone. He, I believe, left about the time Kathy died. Altitude Arena was a gym that they had at the old...
It's in here by the Green Outdoor Shop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Behind the Green Outdoor Shop.
Down in behind there.
Yeah.
All of that...
That is from Rock Springs.
Yeah. All of that equipment and everything is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Pinedale Collision Center was over where AutoDoc is now. He's gone. So, to start with, I'm asking that you give me permission to take those off the tax roll.
So, once those get taken off, it's just forgiven, forgotten?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then there is this sheet with mobile homes. The first five are just gone. They're not there anymore. Three of those are paid. The second one, 15 and 16, are unpaid. The fifth one, Scott Cardwell, I may be able to collect that. He's got some other trailers. So, but the ones I'm really don't know what to do with are the unlivable ones that the assessor's office has now taken off the tax roll because they're missing windows, doors, the roofs are caved in. They're just unlivable. The name that the assessor has on them is to the right, and the year's taxes are to the right of that. That I see no way to collect them because
they're unlivable, but they're still on a spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who owns the spot?
I believe all of these are in Mountain Village.
So they've just...
Where is that?
Daniels.
That's
Daniels.
Daniels.
Oh, Daniels Trailer Corp.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So yeah. What normally happens? They don't own the land, so they just lease a spot to park these, and then they've just walked off and left them?
Yeah.
So did they quit paying for the spot they're leasing, I wonder?
I believe so.
Yeah, I would assume.
So they're just junk
so it's up to
there.
Daniel's trailer park.
And then it's up to them. To get
but didn't they leave?
They're not here either.
Yeah, no. Right, they flew too.
Yeah.
So seems like the bigger picture is what?
So Daniel's trailer park, those parcels have gone through the tax sale.
Whoever gets them in the tax sale or whatever will end up having to clean them up.
Well, unless Alexander's come back and redeem it, but they've got 5 years to redeem.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that was like two or 3 years ago.
Maybe
there's still some
now.
Time left on that. But
they owe too much to come back.
Yeah, you just as well get the unlivable ones off of there.
Yeah, they're never going to go back to paying taxes.
Nope. No, and some of these, Some of them are not.
So the people, this is all new to me. So the people that owned these trailer houses left. The people that, and so the county lost money on the taxes.
Right.
The people that owned the trailer park lost money also, but then they left.
Right.
So the people that paid the delinquent taxes, once that time comes around, this all belongs to them. Am I correct? So if they wanted to take...
If they take that final step and apply for a tax deed...
Okay.
Then they can get the property. But...
Mm-hmm. They also get the trash.
Do they want to take on that financial burden?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any grounds worth cleaning up or not?
See, and that's the question. If Daniel's Trailer Park is outside the city limits of Big Piney, if this was inside the city limits of Big Piney or Pine Hill or anyplace else, what an eyesore that would be with all of these vacant trailers.
Is there any...
Learn something today.
You have a comment?
I'm curious.
Okay.
Is there any benefit to, say, have the fire marshal condemn them or anything in that sense? Nothing, just let it go?
There's nothing
we can do. Nobody's bigger than there.
No, because they belong to somebody.
Their own.
Well, and the problem with mobile homes is somebody owns them.
Right.
And they find somebody that's willing to buy it from them, and they take the money and leave and never transfer title. So I can't even tell you for sure on this list that they were the last owner.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah.
They might have sold them.
As far as having a fire or something,
I don't know. Just snowballing.
Then you run into EPA issues, and you run into it's nearly impossible to get rid of a trailer house.
Yeah.
And the fire guys will not go and burn a trailer.
No.
So they are the bane. Okay.
Yeah, this has been a pretty good discussion with our waste management fellow too, how to get rid of abandoned trailer houses.
Yeah. Because we've got quite a pile of them down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The next three are captured time photography, rig cleaner, silver lining salon and spa. They captured time informed us last year that she moved to Florida. She came and paid her 15s. But refused to pay her 16s because she had moved out of state by the time it was assessed. Okay, rig cleaner.
Are you recommending that we just
get rid of all of these?
Get rid of that. Okay.
I haven't a hope of collecting these. If by statute, I can get rid of everything that's still on the tax roll in 10 years.
Okay.
But why keep them? Because you know I'm not going to be able to.
And you have no legal way of collecting those taxes.
No, not. I mean, I can do distraints against the trailers, but that brings a whole nother bucket of problems.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So.
Okay, rig cleaner.
Yeah.
What was the deal with rig cleaners?
Rig cleaner, I don't know if he sold out. He moved out of state in 16. He closed his business a couple of years prior. So, anyway.
Okay. And these are people with businesses that just pick up and leave and don't let you know that they're no longer in business, so they stay on your tax roll.
Right. These PPs are for equipment. So if they picked up and left, they've taken their equipment with them.
Gotcha.
And there's no property involved here. It was the taxes were all on the equipment. Okay.
Right.
So that includes like Black Diamond Energy of Delaware?
Okay. No.
Or you're not there yet?
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
If we're in agreement on all these others.
Yes.
Okay. Black Diamond Energy, there should be a sheet in the... Well, you guys have a sheet that tells...
$112,000.
Yeah.
Just for 16.
Been dealing with them for some time now.
That's the total, I guess.
Well, he sent a check, he says, for his 2016 taxes. I applied it to his 2015s, and it didn't cover that.
Right.
So he owes 15 and 16. I haven't heard back from him on that. But
this is the outfit that contacted us and wanted to settle for a fraction of what it,
right.
Mm-hmm. What it was.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
So they have quite a bit out there, like 112,000 with interest. But and it's 2008 through 2016. I don't want, and Matt advised not to do anything at this point because we filed a lien against them,
right,
with the Secretary of State.
Right. So we leave them on.
Also Pure Petroleum and Iron Mountain.
Did we file liens on those also then?
Matt says he has,
okay.
Yes.
So let's leave those on.
Okay.
Let's leave those last three on, and my suggestion would be, gentlemen are in agreement, let's just get the rest of those off that you were requesting.
Okay.
Is that correct, Roxanna? So
yeah.
Moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded that we... I don't know how am I going to put this one? We remove from the tax roll those as presented.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So my next question to you is on the 2008 taxes on these mineral companies, do I just leave them on in hopes that we will collect on the...
The lien.
The lien?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Gentlemen, you agreed?
Yes. And this would be a case where if they should go into bankruptcy, the bank lien would take precedence over our lien.
And we probably won't get
the
anything
argument
anyway.
We had at the legislature.
Right.
That's
true.
That
right.
Could not get
right.
Resolved in
so,
our
yeah.
There is that possibility.
Yeah.
Once again... Is there anything we can do if these companies want to come back and start up again because we do have activity?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So they still have activity here.
They still have things going on.
All they have to do is write a check and pay their taxes.
Yep.
Pure Petroleum, we assessed for 16. I believe we assessed Black Diamond for 16 also.
Yep.
So they're still operating here. I just don't
That's
have
all we can do
to do anything with them.
Once the state approves that tax lien, then can we go in and have a tax sale on the
What's
equipment or whatever it is?
I don't know. I would have to get with Matt.
Yeah, okay.
To so know the legalities.
We're not there yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Pure Petroleum still has equipment down by Piney
right.
Somewhere. The other...
We'll never see it.
I think it's down there just on the other side of... Or right off Calpet Road, I think. Isn't that where they got their stuff?
I don't know. I think it's further back because
okay.
I was talking to Dave about it, and he said that when the snow went off, he'd take me down there. But
oh, okay. Gotcha.
So
gotcha. Okay.
I think it's back more towards the Danbury plant or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Would you like my paper?
Thank you, Roxanna. Thank you, Roxanna.
Thanks,
You're
Roxanna.
Welcome. You guys can keep these, all
okay.
My paperwork, if you want
we
to.
We can recycle.
Okay. Okay. We'll do it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Roxanna. Appreciate it. All right. Under Sheriff Gelhausen, we are ready for you.
Yep.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you? It's going to be pretty quick. Sheriff's out of town right now, so sent me over. A couple things I guess he's been talking with you about. One, you requested some Alice training here recently. Looks like right now the date that best suits Bobby and most of us is Monday the 17th of April. He let me know that if that doesn't work with some conflicts, we may have to move that into May. But if that works for you guys, we can make that work.
And that's an all-day deal. We decided to do it all at one time. Yeah. Okay. What time would that start?
You know, I don't have the time, but I'm betting it's probably
eight. Okay.
Nine-ish. Yeah.
Will he get an email out to all of us?
Yes.
About that.
Okay. Does that date seem all right? Seems fine.
Will that be up at the Daniel? At the
you know, I'll find out about that also. I don't know where Bobby had planned on putting that on, but okay. We'll have that all in the email. If that works out for you.
Well, it looks like I can make it fit.
So, Monday the 17th of April.
Yes.
Do you have a pencil? Thank you.
I'm probably the only one that won't be able to make that, but that's no biggie. I've been through it before, so.
Where did you guys do it when you did it?
Well, we did it over in the courtroom, Circuit Court. Yeah.
I'm betting that's probably where they're going to end up doing it again. But I
did the Alice training once at the clinic.
Okay. Okay.
Which was interesting.
So I'll have them include the time, only where it started, and the location.
Right. So yeah, you needed the field training to the target stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So does this qualify us for concealed carry permits?
You know, I don't know. This is kind of
Bobby. Casey said it was.
I think because this is similar to what Bobby puts on
after
for that class.
After you go do the range stuff, too.
Yeah.
You needed to do both of those. Yeah.
Did you do it with Bobby Lang also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, did it with Bobby.
He usually runs it most of the time.
Yeah.
So I'll get that. I'll make sure that works for them and get that email out. And you guys have some final plan on that. I guess they talked to you a little bit about Toby Terrell putting on a narcotics task force presentation for you. Mm-hmm. He's looking at April the 18th at 3 p.m. If that works for your guys' schedules.
That's a commission day.
Yeah, it's a commission day.
I've already got it on your schedule.
Oh, we do it after that.
So we'd be done before that.
Oh, I got you. And then we just go do that with Toby afterwards.
After a meeting.
Is that okay? About an hour and a half? Is that what it is?
I would imagine, I don't know what it is.
Mr. Robot won't be here.
I was going to say, remind everybody that I will not be here.
I scheduled a brucellosis meeting that day, too, and I did.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
They never asked. They just
no, they just schedule. Okay.
If we need to change that, we can change that. I'm sure Toby's fairly flexible.
Not, from my perspective, that's not.
Yeah, we scheduled.
We've been scheduled.
I remember. I think it'd be good to go to the conclusion.
Yeah, and we've been through it before. Joel and I have with Toby, those folks too.
So Mac and Todd.
Yeah,
and I'll be there. I mean, it's
I would
during
like to be there, but it's not
at our commission meeting, so I can be there also.
Okay. I'm sure the sheriff's kind of kept you up to speed on the NICE program that we have down the sheriff's office. It records all of our phone lines coming in and out, 911s and all that. We had a meeting with Motorola and the NICE business partners. They came in, I believe it was on Thursday, flew a bunch of them in with the intent that if they couldn't give us good news, I think they were talking about just being done with it. NICE gave us a proposal where they're going to send some of their techs to our location. They've actually started this morning, and they're going to be here for as long as it takes to get it up and running. So it's kind of our last effort to make this work. We're pretty committed in it, so if we can make it work, that's the best route we can pursue. And they've sent their techs in today.
It used to work, didn't it? And then it quit working.
No, it's kind of, it's never worked right. Never it's never work right. consistently worked. So it's, there's some hiccups. But I think they're, I like what they were talking about on Thursday. So they're actually going to put a second box or module or whatever it is right next to it and send both things coming in parallel, see where the disconnect is from the network and all that, and try to work out the kinks on it. But like we're invested in it enough, and I think NICE and Motorola is invested in it enough. We're gonna try to get this thing fixed up and going right. So they realize that this problem is on their end.
Sent the letter to, wasn't it? Okay.
No.
Seems like somebody.
This is well.
They got a letter saying, "Come fix your stuff or
yeah,
give us reimbursement of $60,000 or something."
Yeah, it wasn't from the commission.
Right. I don't know where I saw it, but I did. Somewhere.
I think we talked about it at the WildLink meeting. It
must have
bit.
Been.
Probably. Yeah. Yes. It had to do with Motorola too.
So. Yeah.
So that's just an update on that. They're actually down there now. They started early this morning, and we'll see how that goes. I expect them to be there for probably a week. So hopefully that works out all right. And then the last thing on my list, budget. We've been talking. I know. Yep. We've started putting.
That's some soft concrete.
Oh, it does. You've already heard about it. Uh-huh. So we do have a couple projects associated with the sheriff's office in the county that are still kind of sitting on the back burner. One of which is Code 50. That we purchased probably what, 4 years ago, I guess, maybe something like that.
It's a storage building back over that direction, open lot, put cars and stuff.
Is
in
that where we
lot.
Keep our emergency management?
Yeah, that's where
the
gym.
Rescue.
Yeah.
The sandbagger.
Yeah, the sandbagger.
Great building. However, that building's designed for both sides. Right now, we're sitting at half. I mean, they've only constructed half of it. It's designed for both halves. And we've just kind of let it sit there for a while. We don't know if it's something we want to pursue this year, next year, but what we are requesting is the ability to start talking with Tom Hurd, the engineer, to see what it would take to finish that second half. If you guys are willing to give us that permission to start at least looking at what it's going to take. And like I said, I don't know if it's going to be this year, I don't know if it's going to be next year, but that building's just kind of sitting there with not being fully utilized yet until that second half gets put on there. In that same request, if we got Todd involved in that, we put that range up a few years back with the intention of, it was designed for the pistol portion of it, also designed for the 100-yard distance shooting on it. We have never put our 100-yard house on there. That's the concrete project you're probably referring to, but we wanted to start looking at what that's going to entail. Whether we do that this year, next year, a couple years now, at least we'll have an idea what it's going to entail to get that 100-yard house put up there. It's not a big building. It's basically just...
And that's out of Daniel.
It's out of Daniel.
At the site out there.
Right.
I don't think it's a problem to get the information and the costs and things like that. It would just entail us paying Forsgren and Associates whatever we pay them to for their time. That's what it would cost us.
Does that involve more of contractors coming out and giving Forsgren numbers?
Or just not usually.
I'm giving an estimate.
Okay. Yeah.
Talk. They give us an estimate, and then we can decide what to do from there.
Okay.
So, gentlemen, if you're in accordance with that,
we can probably
turn you loose on with Todd.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, we'll pursue that and just see what we're looking
at. We'll remind Todd that this isn't a construction project.
All right. I will.
It may stay on the back burner.
Yeah, it may stay for quite a while. But if we have the information, I mean, I'm a firm believer that if we've got this information, we can make educated decisions during budget.
Yep. So. That's kind of what we're looking at also. Cool. That's all I have for today. Do you have any questions for me?
Excellent. No, I think I'm good, gentlemen.
How's spring break?
Well,
it's not spring and there's no break.
Oh, man, yeah. I don't know if it's still snowing, but it was earlier. Gosh. I'm ready for some warm weather. I'm ready to start fishing. But. All right. Well, if
thanks,
you guys don't need anything, yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks.
See you.
See you.
Excellent. Good. Anybody need a break before we go to?
Yeah, I'll take a quick
let's
break.
Take a 5-minute break.
Why not? Yeah, we'll start. Report on no business.
Might even get bills paid.
It's not doing too bad.
Okay.
I hate to go get it operated.
Yeah,
it didn't bother me much.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It'll probably start bothering me about the time I catch on this job and then I don't have any health insurance.
Well, get into a lot of fun stories.
That's the way it works.
You know what I mean.
And then I'll be on Medicare by the end of the year.
There you go. Yeah. They'll pick you up.
No sweat. No sweat.
307?
Yep.
367?